Vincent, on to the Mark IIs, the national rally, and you competed in a more modern Mark II a number of years ago for the 40th anniversary of the event. Would you like to get back into that car and have a crack next weekend?
Well, no, I don't think so, but when I went back to it, I really enjoyed it. You know, it was totally, I never sat in a rally car for 25 years when we got out of it, and the next thing to be put into one of those cars was just unbelievable. Now, I can tell you a little story about it. We went down and we'd done Fannet Head, and we went along the football field, and there were bales halfway up the street, and whether I didn't hear me getting it or what, when he called the note, bales, we came round the corner anyway, and there in front of us was bales, just chicane, and I just says, oh my God, we'll never get stopped here. I could imagine the bale in the middle of the car, and the next thing stood on the brake, and there were smoke every place, and realised the car had actually stopped dead, and had select first gear to drive through the bales again. That's how good the brakes are on them compared to what I drove. But the development that has got into these cars now is unreal. You know, and it comes into it in every aspect of the car. You know, people are saying that these boys are doing these cars, you know, and little shades and whatnot behind their houses and everything else, but that is not true. It's from the very top, Motorsport Ireland, they visit all these boys that's building these cars for safety reasons and everything else, and it's definitely unbelievable what they have done to these cars. Yeah.
Did Seamus miss many notes that day then?
Oh, that's another story. That's another story. Ah, we enjoyed it. Yeah. We went out for the run and we enjoyed the run, you know. Beautiful.
It's a great side of the rally to be involved in the Mark IIs, because the competitiveness of those crews is so fierce, but the camaraderie and the friendship is right up there as well with it, Vincent.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And, you know, as I say, I went away from it for 25 years now. I'm really, you know, I love every minute of it now, but in a different capacity. People have said to me, would you ever get back in? And I have no interest in getting back in. I would hardly take the car around the house now at the minute, but I love to be on the other side of it, organising it and, you know, picking tyres and, you know, doing different things for him. But the development of the car, I'm really into that part of it, you know, because I would have a bit of knowledge, you know, in an engineering and that kind of thing. And the car's been built by Dan Motorsport up in Mahara. And just give you an example of the gearbox that's for those cars. There's a fella that worked with M Sport in England, a fella by the name of Carl, and I can't remember his second name, but he was going with a Swedish girl. And he happened to be over in Sweden, and they were out for a night, and they met this man, and he goes speaking to him anyway, and this fella had a rally car of his own, and he had none but bother with the gearbox of it. And he got speaking to your man, and they started, and they got friendship going between them and whatnot. And the boy, the Carl boy that worked with M Sport, he worked in the gearbox department of M Sport. So your man had terrible trouble with the gearbox, so they kept talking to each other, and anyway, but this man turned out that his business was he makes saws for cutting across the road and cutting concrete and things like that. So he asked your man would he come and work for him, and he says, well, I don't know, but he made him an offer anyway that he did go, and he gave him part of the factory to develop a gearbox, and that's where this Tractive gearbox came from now.
They all use it.
All these Mark II Escorts now use, you know, and it's a sequential box, and it's all done with flat shift through the brain and everything else. When we had these cars, we had only carburetors. This is all, you know, they have a direct injection and brains and all this ECUs and whatnot, and everything has worked through that now. And it's people don't realise, they just see the car, but when I see the difference in the two cars, it's just unbelievable.
The only thing's the shell, Vincent.
That's it. And you could nearly say to the back of the door, from the front to the back of the door, is definitely all brand new. And then when you go back from the back of the door, the axle is basically the same, but they've all tweaked it and everything else for different traction and whatnot. But that's what it is, yeah.
Roy, this is going to be a fierce battle in the National Rally. Gary McPhillips is going for three in a row, so there's pressure on the Emmyvale man. Daniel McKenna is going to come out and have a bit of fun on a Toyota GT86. Craig Breen, who's flying in the ERC, he's leading in the championship, but he loves Mark IIs. He's going to come in the Mark II, the Waterford man. David Bogie, Declan Gallagher, Wesley Patterson, Brian Brogan, Damien Gallagher, Phil Collins, Manus Kelly, Frank Kelly. The list goes on with Mark II drivers. Any man who has a Mark II in this country is going to be in Donegal next weekend. It's fascinating, Rory.
It's absolutely fascinating, the lineup I've seen, and the cream of the drivers in this country and further afield are all here. But there's one man not in the Mark II there, incidentally. Declan Gallagher's here in his Toyota. and has started. And, you know, Declan Gallagher has shown them boys all a clean set of heels a good few times this year. And Declan, I think, was, he was right up there last year until he broke. I think he broke near the end broke down near the end. So, you know, Declan's right on there among them. And he, as I say, he is very capable and can show them boys the way to go as well. But in fairness,
he's leading the championships as well. Like he's won championships. He knows how to take victory. But I was surprised talking to him this week that he's only done Donegal twice, back in 08 and then last year. So a lot of the other boys might have a bit more experience on him. And the big fast straight, Rory, the car's down, 15 or 20 horsepower compared to some of the rest. But the tight, narrow and technical stuff will suit him. So it's going to make for a very, very interesting battle.
Oh, for sure. Right. But you must remember too, Oisin, there's not too many long straights. Like, there's plenty of corners. Like, and Declan is very capable, I can assure you. He's the thing about him, he can go anywhere and win. Like, he's been to Cork and he's been to the Circuit Ireland, he's been to different rallies, and he wins wherever he goes. So, you know, he's more than capable, and the package they have with that Toyota Starlet, it's very, very good. Apparently it's a lot lighter, I think, than the Escorts, which
250 kilo.
Well, that's a substantial saving. Like, and you know, it's not all about the speed, it's about how you stop the car as well, and the weight of the car and how it handles and all. So the Toyota is quite a bit less weight than the Escorts, which obviously adds to, you know, the performance. But like,
and he doesn't seem fazed by anything either. When you're talking to him,
very cool attitude and very. But he's a lot of good drivers. A lot of the drivers are like that. Yeah. Right? And then when it comes to it, the horns come out and off they go. Like, but you know, if you go back there, Gary McPhillips, 3-time winner. Don't forget Daniel McKenna coming in, and Kelly's Toyota GT86 this time. You know, you could expect Daniel to be in the hunt there as well. The list is endless. I don't know where you would stop. Like, Leslie Patterson, Johnny Baird have shown very good form this year as well. Like, so I don't know where you go. Manus Kelly, Brian Brogan, Damien Geller, Brian Kelly. It's endless, really, Oisin. If you could pick a winner out of that, you'd be going well. And of course, not to forget our TT friend, Michael Dunlop. He's there, and he came last year as a sort of guest driver last year. Drew huge attraction from the fans, from the motorbiking fraternity, and we're delighted to see he's making a comeback this year again.
So that's the entries, that's the stages. Let's get into some technical stuff now. James, you've won it on two occasions in the 90s. What's the right mix that you need to win the Donegal International?
Like everything, you need the right car, the team, you know, the a good team. You have to do your homework. That's like any sporting event, you have to prepare, and if you prepare well, you get your everything right. You make the right choices with tyres the weekend. You get the right information. You make the right, and as Rory said many a time, of all, that's the guy then who makes the least mistakes. That's like most other sports, who comes out on top at the end of the day. But you know, a good attitude, a good car. This rally reflects that. Like, there's no such thing as bad cars anymore. It's all good teams. They're all proper professional teams right the way through. Like that Mark II, that national battle is fantastic. It's a fantastic event to go to watch, you know, which I think reflects on the fact that you can't get a bed within 40 miles, 30 miles of Letterkenny at the moment. You know, people vote with their feet. That's what they want to see. They're coming here to see it. The entry there will put on the show. It's fantastic. It'll be a good battle for overall. Fantastic national battle. Group N's a battle. There's three or four guys there, Tommy Doyle and Joe McGonigal, a couple of guys in the Super 2000s, and Young Wright. There's battles everywhere you look. Yeah. They're all guys who's evenly matched, who are driving to form. Like, Jojo's had a great year this year in that car. I think him and Tommy Doyle, it's a young generation, young boys, and they'll put on a show. Everyone put on a show, so just people come and see it, enjoy it.
They're the future. Aye. Of this Donegal rally.
A wee bit of common sense, spectate, do what you're asked to do. Mm. You know, look at let the marshals do their job. Come and see it. Come and enjoy it. A bit of common sense on the road and on the stages, and let's hope we have a super rally.
Yeah, Vincent, how much luck is involved in one in Donegal?
In motorsport, it's all luck, you know. If it's your day, it's your day. No matter what you do, you know, if it's your day, it'll work out for you. Donegal, it's unique, you know. It's definitely unique. When you hear the like of Sebastian Loeb and them boys coming and then going away with the memories that they have of it, you can imagine, you know, what we, the locals, are down through the years watching it day in and day out. You definitely have to manage it very, very well. You have to prepare your car to the top of its ability before you start, because if you don't, you're going no place. And it's, you know, as I say, as soon as you're out of the blocks, you have to go. Definitely have to go. And then when it comes to Sunday, you have to manage it well as well. And, you know, if you're leading it, don't throw it away. Yeah. That's the way it is.
Rory, you of course have won this rally on numerous occasions, and it was interesting to note this week at the rally launch, the likes of Ari Vatanen and the likes of Nicky Griss, how high esteem they hold the rally. And if you're a winner of the Donegal International Rally, you're very, very well known for that, because as we said earlier, it's the showpiece event of the Tarmac Championship, but it takes a lot of effort to get there.
A lot of effort, I've seen, and I'm very fortunate. I've managed to get there twice, and James once, and Vincent won. And we're all, I think even locally, it's very good to have local winners, because lots of people can aspire. Like, I remember when Vincent won the rally, like, I thought it was an unbelievable situation, like, him and James getting him on the rally in 83. Like, and at that time, rally sport in Donegal really took off. Like, you know, it's a bit like Donegal won the Ireland, you know, there's a huge surge after that with interest in the sport and so on. But we aspired to be like Vincent, and I was very lucky in time after that to be able to be Vincent's co-driver a few times, and we shared quite a bit of success. And the same with James. And it's no coincidence that the three of us are sitting around this table today with the same, sharing the same memories and same views on the rally. Like, but you know, rally sport, it's unlike any other sport really, Oisin, because rally sport is like man and machine, like, and it's a combination of both. And just as handy the machine can let you down, or just as handy the driver or the co-driver or the team can let you down. There's so many wee things that all has to come together. And as Vincent said there a wee minute ago, if you don't have any luck, you might as well stay at home. Like, because really, you can put everything in place, but you need the luck on the day, and you need the thing to go your way. And to win is the holy grail for all us boys. And I'm in a position this year again that we can possibly push for the win, and we'll be doing everything possible to do that.
That's what my next question was going to be. These two boys aren't competing, but they're keeping a very close eye on the rally. You are competing along with Gary. You've won it before. How much of a craving is there, Rory, and within you that, listen, I would love to win this again?
Well, as you know, I've seen the trophy for winning this rally is named after my father, so you know, from a personal point of view, that would be very brilliant if I could do that or manage to get my hands on that again. Well, not again. To win that would be ultimate game for me. But you know, for Gary, he's not as young a driver as he used to be, but he's a very experienced driver, knows what he's doing. He's won the rally before. He's been involved in many big teams and knows what it takes and the pressures and the decisions that have to be made to get to Friday or Sunday even where you won the rally. And we've tried and put everything in place, you know, to make that happen. But of course, the ultimate thing is the luck. Once you have the luck your way, and if you have the luck, obviously, you could be really up there then.
Yeah. Right, we're going around the table then and ask for who your tips are to win this rally. And we'll leave you to last, Rory. we'll go to you. I have a funny notion who Rory's going to pick anyway. But Vincent, we'll actually go to you. You're winner of the International and you're winner of the National.
Yes. Well, I think, you know, if Rory and Gary get the luck and get the car sorted, you know, they seem to do well when the chips are down in Donegal, and I think, you know, that, you know, they'll not be far away. And the other side of the house, you know, I think the person that'll push them the most will be Donna this year, because Donna has a great package and he's working well with M Sport. And Declan, surely, you know, he's very quick and everything else, but his car's a 1600 car and he's just getting into it now for the first time. And these other boys were out in these 2 litre cars, you know, and it'll definitely make a difference. I was speaking to Declan there through the week, and you know, we chatted a lot about it, and we chatted about the car that he had, and he went over and he drove Tannock's car, and he told me that it hasn't definitely the grunt of his old car, but that the handling of it was superb. He said the brakes and the way that it handles and turns, and he says it's just out of this world. So I think it'll take him a wee while to get used to that. And on the National side, well, I think the boy in Ardra. To be quite honest with you, I think the wee boy in Ardra, because I'll tell you, Kevin Gallagher has given him some package of an engine, that 2 litre Vauxhall engine, and that's working well in that Starlet.
Yeah.
You know, and he's very, very capable, and he knows the form, and he knows the way to drive it, and he goes very bumpy, and he has it well sorted, and I think, you know, that if they beat him, they'll have no bother with anybody else anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
So thanks, Vincent.
No bother.
James, your tip for the International and the National.
I think, as we said,
don't be sitting
earlier,
on the fence now.
There's one guy who has the favourite tag, and that's Donna. He's on form. He's got the winning touch. Got a good car. Car's capable in the rally. He's capable in the rally. He has a great team. They're well used to one another. He knows the event. So it's very difficult to I think we have to go with Donna as favourite, and then and I would say Gary might have something to say about that. Like, you don't write off Gary Jennings anywhere, never did, and never will. He's one of those guys who pulls a performance out of nowhere. That's the type of person he is. That's why people like him, come to see him. He's got that something special, extra, that he, when it's right, he can turn it on. Yeah. And that's what makes this rally. Declan Boyle is a superb car. It may struggle on Friday, which could be the difference in the rally, but I think when the rally gets going, the car will be well suited to Saturday and Sunday stages. So, the national event, I think you have to go with Gary McPhillips. He's won the last couple of years. Yeah. He's the man of the moment. It's be a great battle between him and the milkman. I think that's, you know, that's where the battle's going to be. Then somebody comes along and says something and proves you wrong, like. But I think, if, from our point of view, look at it, it's between Declan Goller and Gary McPhillips. Be interesting to see how Daniel McKenna gets on. You've got Craig Breen, you've got Brian Brogan. It's just a list, like, isn't it? And they're all may have a say before it's all over, like. But favourite, we'll go with Declan, or yeah, go with Gary McPhillips.
Gary McPhillips. Okay, here go, Rory.
I would have to sort of concur with what the boy said there. Really, we've spoken about this quite a bit. Donna's on form and he's gotten the confidence, and ultimately that's the biggest thing you need to win. And it's hard to look past Donna, so it is. And, you know, any rally we compete against him this year, he's beaten us. So, you know, you have to look at the facts and the figures. And to me, Donna is the favourite, and I would expect him to win. I feel that. I would like to think we'd be snapping on his heels, both us and Declan. And not to forget, of course, Derek McGarty, Darrell Reardon. Darrell Reardon's very quick as well, and he's got a very good car. You know, so I would have to say Donna to win outright, and closely followed by a pair of boys snapping at his heels, I would like to think. But going on the form, I would have to say Donna to win. And in the National, it's hard to see past Gary McPhillips, but I like Declan Geller style, and I like the way he conducts himself and the way he drives that car. So I'm going for Declan Geller for the National and Donna for the International. And if you ask me about Group N, if you want to go a wee bit further with the Group N, Martin Doherty's very strong as well there, done very well. I would like to think, I would say probably Martin will be my favourite to that as well, closely followed by Aidan Ray and maybe Brendan Comiskey.
So Gary will be pleased that you're putting no added pressure on him then.
Well, you know, just look at our past results. We're not in form at the moment, are we? But hopefully we'll see.
Just before we wrap things up, guys, on a safety note, it's crucial, of course, that everybody obeys the marshals. It's crucial that everybody watches their own safety and those around them, and it's key to having a successful rally, Rory.
Oh, absolutely. Oisín, on behalf of the three of us here, we would like to appeal to everybody who comes to the rally, all the spectators and casual road users, like, that keep the race in its place is the key message we send out to everybody. You know, obey the marshals and pretty much most of all enjoy the event. But the very nature of rally sport is that, you know, it's a high speed sport and the element of danger is always there. And, you know, we just as if you like, competitors and people who have been there and have been at ultimate speed and so on, we like just appeal to all the young drivers and everybody comes to the event, most of all enjoy themselves, but keep the race in its place.
And if you'd like to help out over the course of the rally weekend, all help is welcome by the Donegal Motor Club. You get more information on the website donegalrally.ie. And just one other note before we finish up, it's key to the, I suppose, the rally being run every year as the financial backing that's come on board. And Dual are the sponsors of this year's event. We attended a media day down in Monaghan, which was a great day to be introduced to all the people from Dual, and of course all the competitors as well. But Rory, this is another part that's key for the success of the rally and to build into the future.
Well, Oisín, really, this is the business side of the rally, the economic side of the rally, which is very important as well. Like, Geo Energy, they're the manufacturer of lots of renewable energy products, have come on board this year. And I'd just like to say that it's no coincidence that Geo picked the Donegal Rally, because don't forget, there's seven major rallies in Ireland every year. You know, you have Galway, you have the Circuit of Ireland, you have the Ulster, Killarney, and so on throughout the year. There's seven major events on the calendar. And it's no coincidence that Dual Energy, like, picked Donegal as to become the title sponsor of the Donegal Rally. It was their choice, like, and they did all the research and all the other events and all our different sports as well, and they looked at other alternatives, but they came back and chose the Donegal Rally, which I think speaks volumes for the rally and for the organisers and for the event itself and for Donegal and the people of Donegal. So it's brilliant to have them on board. We have a title sponsor, and they so far, obviously we're a week away from the rally, but so far I was speaking to them there recently and they're over the moon with the coverage they've gotten so far, and we hope that that association would remain in place for the next, well, it's there for 3 years, but hopefully for years beyond that as well.
Yeah. Listen, Rory Kennedy, James Cullen and Vincent Bonner, enjoy your rally weekend next week. Hopefully we'll get the weather and get the sun out. Now, there are some drivers that are hoping for it to be wet because they thrive in the wet, but we're looking for the sun gods to be looking down on us next weekend. Thanks for coming in again, and enjoy next weekend, boys.
Cheers, Roger. Thank you.